Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
You think you know what we're going to talk about.
And welcome back to Three Fates Decide.
It just sounds more dramatic that way.
All right, so this week we are going to be talking about...
But just when you least expect it, we changed the game.
One Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I mean, we always celebrated Easter.
You're part of the Half-Blood Prince.
So we're going to do another free talk, freestyle thing, no planned discussion.
At the end of the day, only one thing matters. We decide.
We're going to hit the main highlights.
That is the thing, like what we were saying back in that episode.
A quick recap.
Three Fates Decide podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Three Fates Decide. My name is Liz, and I am your solo host for this episode. For those of you who listened to my previous solo episode on light novels, I mentioned I was going to do an episode on the concept of isekai. So I'm sure you're wondering, what in the world is isekai? One of the better translations of the term isekai is different world. Another one is other world. So basically, isekai means a character gets transported from one world into another world, which, as you would imagine, the concept of isekai as a genre fits within fantasy and science fiction. You will commonly find isekai used in novels, light novels, manga, films, anime, and video games in Japan. In fact, there are Western stories that use the concept of isekai, even though the actual term is never used because it's a Japanese term. So some very well-known examples of this concept in Western media are, of course, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, Peter Pan, and The Chronicles of Narnia, amongst others. So isekai is a very fun genre to a lot of readers and viewers and players of different video games that use this concept. I certainly enjoy this concept. In fact, I became very interested in this concept more and more once I discovered light novels existed, and quite a few light novels that I read use this concept as a driving part of the story. Granted, there are certain tropes involved with isekai that gets used a lot. You have to start from somewhere, and what makes the many stories interesting are their interpretations of this basic formula. So I'm just going to briefly explain a handful of really common concepts within isekai in terms of what is the initiating event or what is the version of the isekai concept that's being used. So one common trope is you are a business owner and somehow your business ends up transported to another world. You're operating your business there. You may not necessarily be permanently stuck in this other world, but some sort of magical, mystical doorway of sorts gets created, which connects your business to the other world. So one really good example is this series that I mentioned in the light novel episode, which is, of course, Restaurant to Another World. In that story, a man operates a restaurant in Japan. 5 days of the week, he tends to his usual Japanese customers, but then on Saturdays, somehow, the front door of his restaurant is connected to an alternate world, and customers from that world are able to access the front door, enter his restaurant, and eat food he serves there. Another similar concept to this trope is isekai izakaya nobu, which is, for those not familiar with what any of the terms in that title means, so obviously there's isekai, which is the other world. Izakaya is a type of Japanese restaurant restaurant where it's a very small restaurant that caters to a very limited number of customers. And they also have a certain limited menu because, again, it is a very small place. These are very common restaurants in Japan due to limited space for commercial businesses as well as for residential properties. And Nobu happens to be the name for this particular izakaya. Another version of the isekai concept is where a person gets summoned through magical, mystical means to this other world. And when they show up, they end up with some unusual powers and they become a hero who has to help save this world that they ended up in from some sort of powerful enemy. This particular version of the isekai genre is extremely common within fantasy, in anime, manga, what have you. So for those of you who are in my age range, you may remember this series, but one really good example of this is the Vision of Escaflowne. So in the Vision of Escaflowne, you have this high school girl named Hitomi who accidentally gets sent to this other world. And once she shows up in this other world, she suddenly discovers she has premonition abilities. And she tries to use this knowledge to help the people that she encounters in this world. Another example, which I also mentioned in the light novel episode, is campfire cooking with my absurd skill. That particular story is a pretty good example where you have a character who gets transported to another world. But in a way, this particular title kind of subverts that in a way because he shows up, he does get a skill that he previously did not have, but he doesn't become what people would typically consider as a hero because his skill is so weird and unusual. But of course, another example of this type of isekai that does fit the typical image of how this would work is Rising of the Shield Hero. Rising of the Shield Hero, as the title suggests, is that one of the characters that gets teleported to this fantasy alternate world is a character who has a mystical weapon that happens to be a shield, and through this shield, he can use all sorts of spells that makes his shield have different properties. Another concept of isekai that is not as common as that second example, but does occasionally happen, is where a character from the alternate world ends up in our world. So one example of that would be Tenchi Muyo, where you have these aliens who end up in our world and they end up getting themselves involved with an ordinary guy named Tenchi. And depending on which version of the Tenchi Muyo series you happen to see, this character Tenchi may or may not actually have very important mystical origins of his own, or he may be a completely ordinary guy. Again, different versions. One other example I'm going to mention of the whole isekai concept that pops up quite a bit when you explore the various stories that fit this particular subgenre is a concept where, again, you have a character from this world who ends up in another world, but instead of just being transported via a spell or some kind of magical ritual, you died and you get reincarnated into another world. So a really good example of this, which also happens to be an anime series as well as a light novel series, is called Ascendance of a Bookworm, where this college student somehow dies. She gets reincarnated into an alternate world, and in this alternate world, she ends up reborn as initially a girl from a working class family. And as she gets older, she discovers that she actually has access to not only memories of her previous life, but she ends up having really strong amounts of mana or magical abilities, lots of potential to become even more powerful as she gets older. And then she ends up having adventures where she's dealing with the consequences of this magical ability. And she uses her memories of her previous life to try to advance the civilization she winds up reincarnated in. So all of these are different examples of this isekai genre. And as I mentioned towards the beginning of the episode, there are actually examples of stories in Western media that actually uses the isekai concept, even though they don't actually use the term isekai. I personally feel like the term isekai should become adapted just in the same way that the term of umami has become a common term. 30 odd years ago, no one would know what in the world this word umami means. But now, whenever you talk about food, you mention the word umami, immediately people will understand what you are talking about, because now it's an understood, fairly common term in that context. So I'm hoping down the road, when people are discussing fantasy and sci-fi stories, the term isekai will start popping up more and more. If you like this episode, please leave a comment. Let us know that you enjoy episodes like this, where I or my co-hosts or all three of us together, we discuss more about different genres, different concepts in media, and explore the origins, the history, the usage. Thank you, and see you next time. Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch us next time.
And see what we're going to talk about.
Because the three fates decide.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favorite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new book trivia podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.